Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to text in any questions today. I'm your host, PJ. Prudence and Josh are with us from Santa Rosa County, in particular the Extension Office. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks Absolutely. For having us.
So, Josh, I understand that your oversight is with the horticulture, lawns, landscapes, that kind of thing. That actually plays well because we actually had Mike Wiggins. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he was doing our garden line this week as well. So I guess I'm going to start with you. As we approach fall and winter, what do people need to be aware of?
Well, you need to be aware of, particularly if you've moved down here from the north, that there's no such thing as winterizing in Florida. We get a lot of people that'll come in and they'll tell us, well, I had to winterize because I did that when I lived in Illinois or when I lived in New York. You don't have to do that here. Just let your grass grow. It'll go dormant. It'll turn brown. It'll come back green in the winter or in the spring.
Awesome. Landscaping. Talk to me a little bit about how you help with people with that.
So we can help you figure out plants that will work, plants that have minimal inputs, anything that's going to be maybe a bigger boon to the or provide what we call ecological services. So it'd be like a pollinator plant. We can help you grow vegetables. One of my big things is foodscaping. So I can teach you how to grow things that you can look at that are attractive that you can also eat in your front yard.
Mm-hmm. So this time of year, what kind of things should people be planting, either you know, vegetable-wise or flowers?
So this time of year, we're looking into getting into the stuff that's more green. So collards and kale and things of that nature, we're coming up on the time to plant those kinds of things. You can also start your second round of tomatoes. Most people that are here don't understand that you should plant your tomatoes in February, have them grow through about June, and then go ahead and get those out of your garden. And then you can replant from seed in August, and you can grow them through the end of November. Mm. And so you actually get two runs of tomatoes here. So we're running up on that. And then we're going to start getting into time for broccoli and all the real green stuff that you think of.
Absolutely.
We're getting into that time of year.
So I'm guessing with Extension, you probably are running classes for people.
Yep. So we do classes. We actually have a thing coming up here called Monarch Magic, and that's going to happen September 28th. And we're going to talk all about monarch butterflies and pollinators and the services they provide and how you can be involved in their preservation and in their conservation. And then we're also going to talk about what needs to happen to give them a boost to their population. So how to plant habitat for them and how to plan out your yards and your landscape so that you can support that organism. And we do have, I have a counterpart actually that does classes as well, and he's got a couple coming up here. We are in September, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got his Agritunity series, and he's going to do things like vegetable production. I think that one's actually done already. Mushroom production, cottage foods, greenhouse production, beer and wine making, agritourism, and fruit production. You can find all that on our Facebook page.
And are those classes being run weekly?
It looks like about weekly.
Okay.
Is the way he's doing them. There's a whole bunch of dates, and I could throw a bunch of dates at you, but I'm sure half your audience is driving and can't write them down anyway.
That's right. Stay safe out there.
Yeah, but we advertise a lot of things. I have a Santa Rosa County Master Gardeners Facebook page because I'm also the Master Gardener Coordinator for the county, and we advertise a lot of classes out that way too.
Okay. Is there a cost to participate in any of the classes or courses?
Sometimes there is. It kind of depends on what we're teaching and to what level we're teaching.
Okay. And if people want more information, where do they go?
Well, you can call us at the Extension Office at 850-623-3868. Like I said, I have a Facebook page for the Santa Rosa County Master Gardeners. The Santa Rosa County Extension also has a Facebook page. We have a newsletter that we do called Gardening in the Panhandle. You can get to us through that. There's a number of methodologies to get to us.
And if they want more details on the newsletter, is there like a subscription list or an email list that they can get on if they're...
There's a IFAS subscription system, and if you'd like more information about that, you can call the office and we can talk you through it, because I don't have the website for that right in my head.
Okay, no worries, so. Prudence, again, thank you for being here. I understand that you oversee 4-H.
Yes, I am the 4-H extension agent in Santa Rosa County.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that. What does 4-H all entail?
Well, 4-H, we work with youth ages 5 to 18, and we just had our year reset September 1. So we're starting fresh and anew. And one of the programs that I wanted to kind of plug is that we're having our volunteer recruitment series starting. So I've scheduled it one for Friday night, one for a Tuesday night, one for a Thursday night. I figured if someone is interested, they could make one of those dates. And they're from 7 to 8. The first one is this Friday night on the 6th, and we'll be meeting at the Extension office on Dogwood to learn a little bit more about how they would go about to become a 4-H club leader. Mm-hmm. So we reach a lot of youth in our county through the wonderful teachers that we have in our school system. They volunteer their time over and above what they're already required to teach to utilize some of our curriculum in 4-H. One of our biggest programs is our public speaking program. Mm. Where our 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers utilize our curriculum to have the youth pick out a topic, research that topic, write a speech, deliver the speech to their peers. It's a huge program in our county, and we had actually 4,609 youth in Santa Rosa County participate in that program.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have our embryology program, which is a lot of fun for the youth. We have eggs that come in from a farmer. We borrow, sort of, that's how I describe it. We borrow eggs from a farmer, mm-hmm. and 3 weeks later, we return them baby chicks. And so we get the kids get to see that whole process, and we go in and we candle the eggs once a week and let them see how the chick has grown. And we had over 1,300 youth participate in that program through our teachers reaching out to 4-H and saying, hey, we want to do this again. They really, really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been excellent. But we only had 135 kids in clubs. So I need club leaders. That's what I'm always looking for, someone. And it's a lot of people, when they think of 4-H, they think of agriculture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Farm kids, and we always say cows, plows, and sows, mm-hmm. but it's so much more than that.
Yeah.
And so any of the listeners that are out there that may think, well, hey, I really like to do whatever it might be, woodworking or photography or communication, I could share that. We call it sharing your spark mm-hmm. with the youth. So if that's something that you might be interested in, we're going to have a meeting that on the 6th, 7 o'clock at the Extension office to have them find out how they go about, because there is a process. Of course, we screen everybody, and there's some background things that we need to know because they're working with our kids. But we love to have share some information about them starting a 4-H club in Santa Rosa County.
Absolutely. And volunteers power the organization, right?
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without our volunteers. We had 409 wonderful volunteers through the school system and what I call episodic volunteers that helped just judge our events that we have, work with our livestock youth, that sort of thing. But we're really plugging this year that we want our club leaders to come on board. We want those parents or grandparents or 4-H alumni even that say, hey, I was in 4-H. I would love to be able to share whatever it is that they're passionate about. It may be horticulture. It may be shooting sports. We work with volunteers to do archery, air rifle, and shotgun shooting sports with our kids, and we teach them firearm safety, of course. And there's competitions that they can pursue toward to get to that level if they so choose. We have several 4-H'ers that competed in shooting sports in the Olympics throughout the years, not from Santa Rosa County, but from the 4-H organization. So mm-hmm. they learned that skill.
Absolutely. So Prudence and Josh from Santa Rosa County's Extension Office are with us. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for them. We're going to take a short break and be back right after this.
Car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Welcome back to Pep Talk News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guests, Prudence and Josh from Santa Rosa County's Extension Office are our guests today. Thanks again for being here. So what I kind of took away from the last segment a little bit is that it sounds like you and Josh at times are working together through your program.
Yes, mm-hmm. Actually with 4-H, we are like, if we couldn't do it without the other extension agents in the office. So Josh does the horticulture, and then his counterpart is Matt Lawler, and he also works with us. We actually have a 4-H Family Freedom Garden series. I think we have a few seats left on that. That starts on Saturday, and each month, it's the first Saturday of each month till January, and they're going to learn how to grow a winter garden, like what Josh was talking about, all of the fun green foods.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll learn how to grow that and plan for their spring garden as well.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And Josh, I know you wanted to talk about an event that was coming up soon.
Yeah, so we have an event coming up called Monarch Magic. And what we're planning on doing is we have about 200 monarch butterflies that we're going to do a release. And the idea is to teach people that they can be involved in the conservation of those organisms and get you introduced to monarch tagging. Most people don't understand that monarch tagging is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we put a sticker on the butterfly and then we can track where it goes. As people find that butterfly in other places, they'll see the sticker and they can go to a Monarch Watch, is the people that put it on through University of Kansas. And they can go to their website and they can put in that number, hey, we saw it here. And so they put it in, and then we can actually track where the butterflies go, because monarchs have a migratory population and they have a population that never moves. That population that never moves is in South Florida, but monarchs actually travel from Texas to Canada every year and back. And so we're really interested in tracking them, because they're not quite endangered, but they're on the precipice of being endangered. And they're a very popular butterfly, and a lot of people like them, and a lot of people think they're very beautiful. And so if we can talk to people about how to create habitat for them in their lawns, what they need, what larval plants are versus nectar plants, and how to plan out their landscapes to maybe provide a little bit of habitat for those organisms, then maybe we can help their population bounce back.
Absolutely. And who doesn't love seeing a butterfly in the backyard? And if you have an interest in preservation, certainly want to be part of this. So you kind of touched on it. It was a good segue, because it was actually a question I had for you. So what kind of plants in your backyard might attract a monarch?
Oh, milkweed.
Milkweed.
Milkweed will bring a ton of butterflies to your yard. They use it. It's called a larval plant.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is the adults will land on it and they will plant their eggs on it. And then those caterpillars hatch, and the caterpillars will actually eat the milkweed. And so it's a plant. Don't expect it to be in your lawn for long if the monarchs are coming. But the nice thing about milkweed is that once it's established and once it's going, it just grows like crazy. And so it'll grow, and the butterfly and the caterpillars rather will eat it, and then it'll grow back, and another round will eat it, and it'll grow back, and another round will eat it, and that'll happen all the way to the winter, when the native milkweeds will all die off naturally.
Mm-hmm.
The tropical milkweed, if you have that in your lawn, then you actually need to manually cut that down right around the end of September. And then you want to keep that cut down through about December-ish, and that'll keep those monarchs traveling instead of sitting on where you're at. because the food resource is gone at that point.
Okay, wonderful. So with going back to 4-H here, I know that 4-H offers a lot of different camps for kids to participate in. Tell me a little bit about the camps.
Yes, so we have an overnight, what we call a residential camp in Niceville, called Camp Tempucci. And so they have a full summer program. Most of our camping is completed by this time of the year. The kiddos go back to school, and so we are resetting and starting over. And so this summer we have we held our archery day camp, where the youth were able to come and learn how to operate a bow and practice targets until they just were done. We did it for 2 hours, and it was enough for them. They quite enjoyed it. But so we did. We did archery day camps. We've also had one of our youth decide to start a club, and he has seen a need. It's really interesting because he came to me and he said, I know that when we go to these state events as teenagers, we have the opportunity to do these line dances, but I don't know them. Can we do like line dancing classes? And I said, we'll just start a line dancing club. And actually on Monday, on my day off, I went and line danced for 2 hours with the youth. And so it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to move. And we have youth leading the club and teaching the class. So it's all of the things with the day camps. We had a forestry day camp this summer as well. And so a lot of it is what the youth will come to me, my senior youth, ages 14 to 18, my high schoolers, and say, hey, can we do such and such of a day camp? And I'm like, yes, because they're going to be my counselors. So a lot of it's designed by what the youth want to do and would like to do, which is the whole idea of 4-H, is for them to learn by doing.
Right, so. And it also is part of 4-H's mission to tap into their creativity and their curiosity about things and things like that. Absolutely. So I guess talk to me a little bit about, you were talking earlier about the kids being able to do like public speaking and things like that, and of course that's going to develop confidence. Tell me more about that.
Okay, so our public speaking program is sponsored by Florida Power and Light throughout the state, and it is a program where the youth, right now it's fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, and the teachers use our public speaking curriculum and lesson plans. The youth will select a topic, and it's everything from Michael Jordan is always a topic, to this is what I did this summer, you know, memorable family trip or something like that. And then they can write that speech and deliver it. And so they deliver it to their peers. Mm. They start at the classroom. And so that all of those youth in that, you know, 20 to 25 set of kids will, they deliver a speech to each other, and then they pick who got first place out of their class. And then they go on to the grade level. And then each school reports back to us and says, hey, this is our, you know, Rhodes Elementary, for instance, this is our fourth grade person who won. And so then April 16th of next year, we will have our district-wide competition for all of the youth in the school. And we usually have about 35 youth that participate in that. And it's the culmination of the whole project. So it lasts all year long. If you're a school teacher and you're listening to this and you haven't heard of the public speaking program or haven't ordered your supplies, the registration is open on Eventbrite. So,
all right. So Prudence and Josh from Santa Rosa County's Extension Office, our guests, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for them, we're going to go to a commercial break and we'll be back right after this.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the City of Milton Melodrama Theater. Milton never disappoints, especially when we're talking about the wastewater treatment plant, public records, and, well, you know, people bickering. Also, Representative Rudman has proposed doing something to solve the problem of closing off primaries with ghost write-in candidates. And we talked about Mayor Reeves' visit to Barcelona, Spain, American Magic, and the loss of trees at the Pensacola Airport. You can listen to all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8. Watching
for the snow. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola 92.3, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guests. We have Prudence and Josh from Santa Rosa County's Extension Office with us today. Prudence, I know you wanted to talk a little bit more about the volunteer recruitment and some things that you have coming up with that.
Yes, we have on this Friday from 7 to 8 at the Extension Office on Dogwood a volunteer interest meeting. And then we also have Tuesday night the 17th from 7 to 8 if a Friday night doesn't work for your schedule. And I've also scheduled the 26th, which is a Thursday night, from 7 to 8. And that's a meeting where they can find out how they would go about becoming a 4-H club leader.
Okay, wonderful. I just had a text come in, which is why I was just kind of reading that real quick. So the person said, I just tuned in and heard Camp Tempucci.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm from Wisconsin. We have our own little lingo up there that we use sometimes too. He said, I spent years going there and have so many good memories of the wide range of activities there. Thanks. So just some props
Camp,
from
Camp Tempucci is an icon, if you will, of camping. It's very, very old. I'm not sure if it's quite 100 years old, but it's coming up on that in the next couple, 2 years, maybe, with just, and I've had so many people comment that my grandmother went there.
Nice.